Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Speaking of people who you tell to do it and they just gosh darn do it. A few months ago now, a band from TripleJUnearthed.com were given a little bit of a go, given the green flag, and they've raced away to the finish line, and now they are playing at the Unearthed Unearthed tour around Australia. And we have two members of the Philadelphia Grand Jury right here, Burke Finger and Dan W. Sweat.
We've just had a very interesting little conversation as well during Earth Boy, and that was Claire Collins came in, who looks after these guys, and said, "Now, do you want to be called by your real name or your stage name?" You guys went for the stage name.
They are our real names.
Yes, I know you've been born with them. That's fair enough. Are you getting your family to call you by the stage names these days
as
well?
Is that the Sweat family? Mr. and Mrs. That's Sweat. Great.
Grandma Sweat calls me Sweat.
Oh, I don't want to talk about your grandma. I think I really offended her last time we spoke
I know.
To you.
No, she listened and she was really grateful that someone said happy birthday. So
yeah, but then I think that was crap. This is what led me on last time to my Pure Week from being crass in an interview with a member of the Sweat family, which I won't go into today at all.
And how's the Finger family going?
they're just putting it in front of me. They're lining them up. How could I not shoot them down?
We've been the Fingers for years now, so we're totally adjusted.
Now, how's you guys have been on this tour for a little while now with the Hungry Kids of Hungary and Washington. Has it been, you're swapping headliners every week, every show?
Come on, give us some goss. What's been going on, you know, off stage, backstage? I mean, who's been stealing each other's riders? Has there been any fights, any romance?
Hungry Kids steal most of the rider, I guess.
Do they?
In one town, some lady came up to us after the show and was like, "MC Bad Genius, your bass player, the guy with the big bushy beard, he looks a bit funny, doesn't he?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "Well, he looks a lot like a Muslim, doesn't he? And you can't really come out and play songs called 'I'm Gonna Kill You' and have a guy that looks like a Muslim because people get really worried."
What?
I was like, okay.
Well, I guess you've got to, you know,
Welcome to the big time.
Meet the locals, you know, get involved. Have you learned, I take it this is probably your first, major tour, stadium tour anyway. Have you guys learnt anything in the process? You know, have you been discovering new things about yourselves and the band? No. Just wanted to throw that one out there just in case.
I've discovered that Blackfinger's quite annoying sometimes in the car. That's about it.
Oh, is this sort of the slow, difficult learning process which is going to split, is this tour going to split the band up?
It could possibly, it may have already.
Have you discovered any tour bus games yet? We were speaking to the drones the other day and they've got a great little game.
They have a game called,
Boggle Text?
Boggle Text. With a question mark at the end of it where you use the boggle grid to make two words, and then using also that boggle grid you find a letter, go to that letter in your mobile phone and find a person who has that letter as their first name and send those two words with a question mark to them.
I see, that sounds pretty good.
That keeps them entertained for hours.
We barely have enough money for fuel. We don't have enough money to be sending texts messages buying boggle games.
But you are sharing. Washington was on Dool's show yesterday, said that you're sharing cars and stuff, and there's different people.
I shared a car with Washington and it was overheating, and we went about 70 kilometres an hour for about 4 hours, and we had to stop about 3 times, and I spent a lot of time sitting next to her on the side of the highway in the dark.
What have you learned?
How difficult was it to sabotage the car to do that?
Yeah, well.
We've got Burke Finger and Dan W. Sweat, just getting used to the stage names, just absorbing them, from Philadelphia Grand Jury. If you're wondering what they sound like, here's a touch of them. Don't forget, tonight at the Annandale. You guys were talking at the end of that. If anybody in this room should know when this song's going to end, it should be you guys. Philadelphia Grand Jury, ready to roll.
It's maybe because when you guys play live, the ends of the songs are the least of your concerns. In fact, so much so that you just give the instruments to someone else, such as Marie Carty.
Yes.
Burke and Dan from that band in the studio this morning. As we mentioned, they are going to be playing tonight at the Annandale.
You get there at 7:30 in the afternoon because that's when the line starts.
7:30 in the afternoon. Oh wow!
Does she know how to party? 7:30 is just the afternoon to you, doctor,
morning,
isn't it?
Getting up for breakfast. Burke, you're actually about to rush off and do some recording today, not for Philadelphia, but for somebody else. What's going on?
We're recording the Bridezilla album on the Colo River.
Do you never stop?
Never.
Good for you.
Yeah, we've actually only had 2 hours sleep because we attempted to have a light kip before this because we've actually swapped day for night and night for day.
Right. So you're
just like Lindsay McDougall.
The vampire mode. Are you, so you're going to go and have a little sleep after this? Or are you just going to go...
A big sleeper. Big sleep until 7.30 in the evening.
Wow. So you've been recording in the night.
Mm.
So Bridezilla only recorded night.
Well, it's actually a Philadelphia grand jury initiative. Those were the conditions.
You're right. And how did they respond to that?
They're cool. They're young and impressionable.
The bad genius is his loved ones. I'm not sure if they love him so much anymore because he never sees them.
But the big beard... It is enough.
To get lost in it.
So what's the Bridezilla album sound like, if we can just, you know?
Well, it sounds like Bridezilla in a barn with a mad producer named Kramer. Who
Bridezilla
used to be
in a bun?
Surfers.
Like a hot dog?
In a
like
barn.
A
barn.
Oh, like a Zilla hot dog.
Yeah.
So Wayne, who's from the Butthole Surfers.
Kramer from the Butthole
Kramer,
Surfers.
Not Wayne Kramer.
And he's not in them anymore.
And what else has Kramer done that we may have just thrown our ears over in the past?
He produced Low, and he produced Detachable Penis by King Missile.
Oh, all right.
If only Bridezilla could pull a song out with as much long-lasting value as Detachable Penis by King Missile.
All right, well, listen, guys, thanks for coming in this morning. We'll catch you on stage tonight. Burke and Dan from Philadelphia Grand Jury, if you are anywhere near the Sydney region, or if you're about a 10-hour drive away, then get in the car now.
Does it affect the show tonight, knowing that you have to go back into the studio straight after, you know, go straight to the Colo River after you get off stage?
Makes it better.
Yeah. Radder.
That's the way. That's sail the way hard, sales pitch.
It's absolutely free, over 18s only. Hungry Kids of Hungary and Washington also playing.
Wear your best clothes because it's going to be recorded by the tapes and by the videotapes. And so if you miss it, you'll be able to hear it on Triple J and see it on Triple J TV.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.